We do have Shaka now, or do we have callers 9 and 10? Joining us now is Shaka Smart. If you don't know who he is, you're listening to the wrong kind of station. Head coach of Marquette Basketball. Coach, good evening.
Hey, Homer, how are you?
I'm doing fine, and there are a number of questions. I want to ask you about Marcus Howard, because didn't he come and wasn't he at your workout today?
Yeah, Marcus was in town and spending a lot of time around the Al McGuire Center. It's great to have him here.
I claim, and I know you'll tell me if I'm wrong, the greatest performance ever by a Marquette player against a nationally ranked team, scoring 40 points in a half. Can you find me anything that a Marquette player has done? I'll give you time to do research. That's more impressive than that. The only person who could score 40 points and a half is Will Chamberlain. 40 and a half. What do you think of my theory?
I like it, but... I'm partial to the only triple-double in program history that happened to occur in the regional final against a team that went undefeated in the SEC and was number one in the country by the one and only Dwayne Wade. So that's at least a tie.
No, that's a win. That's a win. And so I got to change it. That's why I want to ask you. Regular season, the greatest performance. No, you can't beat a triple-double and against the number one, whatever, yeah. Yeah, Dwayne Wade's, that's still number one. Thanks for helping out. All right, so now we have regular season and postseason. Everybody wants me to ask you about the transfer portal. Every school's participating in it. Marquette isn't. Players aren't going anywhere. You're not bringing new people in. How is that occurring?
Well, I could explain it, Homer, but you really wouldn't understand.
Okay, give us the junior high version. Give us the junior high version.
You know, for us, we value relationships, growth, and victory. And we feel like if those are the three things that are most important to us, then, you know, it's incumbent upon us to really, really double down on the development of the guys we have inside of our program to do a terrific job evaluating and identifying the right guys out of high school to come in here and be part of Marquette and Marquette basketball. And so it's worked out that way where it's made sense for us to, you know, again, continue to bet on the guys we have. There's a lot of great players every spring in the transfer portal. We'll play against a lot of them, you know, this winter. And, you know, we're excited about who we have.
All right, now we can get to the junior high level for NIL, talking with the head coach of Marquette, Shaka Smart. Of course, he's on 94.5 ESPN, is now the radio home for Marquette men's basketball to 2027-28, an extension. I don't know if, Shaka, can you tell us how long your contract is, or is that private? Will you be here? Will you be the coach for sure all the way through 27-28 or even further? Or what can you say? Nothing.
I certainly plan to be. I don't even know how long my contract is, but I think it's longer than that. So,
all right, hold on. I want people to know you're not kidding, right? You don't even know. You know that it's right.
Well, I have a man who's a lot smarter than me that is in charge of those kinds of things, and he tells me when things are good. So, I don't really focus on that type of stuff, but it is exciting to hear about the extension of the ESPN Milwaukee partnership with Marquette.
Yeah. We all want to be a part of Shaka. Come on.
Well, I'm here, man.
Yes, you are. All right, to the NIL. My assumption is when they figure all this stuff out in court, it's not going to be long before NIL is gone because schools are going to be allowed to pay players. How accurate is that? And how soon might that occur?
Well, they're dealing with a bunch of lawsuits that I think they're trying to kind of wrap together and settle. And then once they do, there's going to be an agreement that's going to basically take the money that guys are making in NIL right now, which really isn't name, image, and likeness. It's kind of been bastardized a little bit. It's going to take that and a lot of that will go in-house to the schools. The schools will be allowed, if this settlement goes through, to pay athletes in any sport up to a certain amount per school, not per athlete. And so that's all being worked out, and it's an interesting time in college athletics, that's for sure.
So should people not worry about it? What it's going to happen? What again, junior high level? Because nobody knows
like
anything. Nobody knows what's going on. Go ahead.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to happen, Homer. But, you know, things have changed so much. You never say anything's for sure until it's done. But, yeah, it looks like that's happening. Should people worry about it? No, because it's really going from one system where, you know, student-athletes are able to benefit financially to another system. It's, in essence, kind of moving some money around. But, yeah, I mean, it's something that I think it's a train that's been on the tracks for a while and has been moving in a certain direction. So, yeah, worrying about it, I don't think is really worth anyone's time.
And does everybody assume, as I do, that the NCAA tournament is going to expand, tournaments have become more and more important, and it allows for more schools to get in? I don't know if I'd say 70, 64 and 18 or 16, somewhere. Is that a given or not to the same degree?
You know as much as I do with that. I think that for whatever reason, there's a very small number of people that have control over that, and their appetite for expansion significantly changed in the last year. So a year ago, it was like, why would we expand? It's good where it is. Their appetite changed, and now they're using the rationale that basketball actually has less schools by percentage that participate in the postseason than a variety of other sports that get to participate in the, you know, postseason championship. And so that number needs to go up in basketball. I think if you and I looked under the hood, there's probably some other reasons besides that. But, you know, whether it's 68, whether it's 80 teams, whether it's 96 teams, you know, we're going to work our butts off to be in the NCAA tournament and have the best seed we can in the NCAA tournament in advance.
Talking with Shaka Smart, the announcement today that 94.5 ESPN will be the radio home for Marquette men's basketball. Shaka Smart basketball, that's what it's become, and that's good. All right, I got questions about Tyler Kolek and Stevie Mitch, but I'm always, when we talk, I want to know what you're curious about. You're always curious about something. What books you're reading, what has your mind and attention, other than, of course, your team and the players?
Oh, lots of things. I'm kind of all over the place with that. I just started a new app called Heroic that I think folks might really like. This guy named Brian Johnson wrote this book called Arate, and it's subtitled Activate Your Heroic Potential. And so I'm really into this app because it's kind of a way to make doing the things that you need to do and want to do in your day to make the most out of the day into a game. Like, can you get these things done? And you get to kind of click them off when they're done. So I've been working on that. In terms of the reading, you know me, I like to kind of go all over the place. There's a book that I really like that I'm on right now, simply entitled War by Sebastian Younger. And he was what's called an embed. So he was a journalist who was embedded with a military unit in Afghanistan, one of the most dangerous areas of Afghanistan, and for I think a few years. And the book's all about his takeaways from that. It's pretty good.
All right, we got a couple. I know there's 10 more, so we'll get to this. All right, basketball back. You have like 100 coaches now. How many people are on staff, and how many do you need?
I like having a big staff, Homer.
I'm curious about that. What does everybody do?
Works. I mean, we have a lot to do. I mean, if, believe it or not, there's
I believe
lot going
it. What?
On. A lot of moving parts. Recruiting is never ending.
Okay.
You know, our players we have, along with our walk-ons, you know, counting our walk-ons, we have 19 players. And so, you know, we try to do a good job spending time with those guys. And
is that more? Are you allowed more players? Is that, am I missing something there?
Well, you know, it's interesting to ask because that's one of the things that's kind of fluid as well. The NCAA is looking at restricting the number of players that you can have on your team total, you know, whether it's scholarship or walk-on. So that's been something big in the news of late. But as of now, yeah, you're allowed to have 13 scholarship guys this year, and then you really can have as many walk-ons as you want. But, yeah, we've got 5 assistant coaches. That rule has recently changed, Homer. It went from 3 a few years ago to 5. And I love it. I love having more coaches because there's a lot to do, and that means we have more of an ability to spend time with the guys on and off the court.
All right, talking with Shaka Smart. What will you miss most with Tyler Kolek and Osu Iguodala both gone?
Oh, we'll miss a lot of things. I think we as a team will miss their leadership the most. We define leadership as making those around you better. And those guys were terrific at that for different reasons and in different ways. So we'll miss that quite a bit. We'll miss their maturity. They were certainly grown-ups. You weren't dealing with some of the shenanigans and immaturity that, you know, you see in probably 90% of players in college basketball, just by nature of them being the age they are. I certainly was immature when I was playing college basketball. Those two were grown-ups, and so we're going to miss that. And then I think the third thing on the court itself, their IQ on both ends of the floor, not just on offense, the way that they made things go smoothly because of how they were able to think ahead and communicate with their teammates is something that we'll certainly miss. But you know what, Homer? We're not going to cancel the season. We're going to go after it and have a lot of fun doing it.
All right, before we get to the season. So Tyler Kolek and Osu, I don't know how much you've watched. I think they've both been great. I expect both of them to make at least $50 million playing in the NBA, and nothing they would do would surprise me from a positive note. Their basketball and what you've seen in the summer league.
Well, you know, before I get into those two, I got to give you credit, Homer. You said that Omax Prosper would be an NBA player well before most Marquette folks acknowledged that or saw that. And so I got to give you credit for that. You also said we would go to the NCAA tournament in my first year when people thought you were crazy. So you are kind of on a Nostradamus streak right now. In terms of Tyler and Osu, just happy for those guys. I watched a lot of the summer league stuff. You know, they did what they do. I'm not surprised. Their attitudes, their approaches have been phenomenal. You know, it's just going to be fun to watch at that level. How quickly can they adjust to all the challenges that come with playing against grown men?
I just assume they'll figure it out. I mean, they have their strengths. But the other stuff, I just think whatever they are told they can't do well enough, they'll figure it out. You buy that?
Yeah. I think they'll figure it out because they're high character. And I think in both of their cases, when they get knocked down with some adversity, they've been through enough of that so far in their career that, you know, they'll have no problem getting back up because they absolutely will get knocked down at some point at that level. It's inevitable.
All right, now this one's a tough one. Stevie Mitchell, I don't know how this works. I want some jerseys made that are not 4, but 4.0. Can you do that? Because when people wear Stevie Mitchell, they need to know, one, how good he is, but also how smart he is. Because he's like apparently off the charts smart. As Osu was the Big East Academic Player of the Year, I said, you and Stevie Mitchell, you got to go in GE College Bowl. And Osu says, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not going against him. I thought, whoa.
Well, you know what was interesting is both those guys were were mentioned to be nominated for that award that Oso won, the Big East Scholar Athlete of the Year, mm-hmm. which is the first time anyone from the Marquette basketball program has won it. And so they academic advisor Adrian Ridgeway came to me and she said, okay, which one do you want to put up for the award? And I said, ask them. So she asked them, and of course, true to form, Stevie said nominate Oso, and Oso said nominate Stevie. And so I had to break the tie. I said, well, let's just do this. Nominate Same. Oso, he can win it this year, and then Stevie can win it next year. And so that's the plan. But I like your idea about the 4.0 jersey.
I want to be on record on this. It's over. It's over. Stevie Mitchell has already won the award. It's over. If winning games was only as easy as him winning this award. You know my background for this? Because I said to somebody, I'm not going to say who, that the smartest player ever at Marquette was Bart Miller because after he graduated, he went to MIT in grad school. And the person said to me, well, Stephen go to MIT today, tomorrow, next week, whenever he wants. I go, really? And the person says, yep. Well, that person's going to have no trouble winning the Big East. Not the academics, the Big East are good, but when you have someone at that level, it's over. You want to join my club? Or you can't. You couldn't say that. People.
He is special for sure.
Yes. How many times have you coached someone smarter than you? This is my favorite question.
Actually, a lot of guys.
I think
particularly
because people
for
could
sure.
know. People should know. You could have gone just about anywhere too.
Yeah, but I think I've coached many, many guys who are smarter at the age that they're at than I was at that age, and that's why you know it's interesting. We tend to kind of impose our worldview that we have now at this age on these young guys. But wow, like a lot of us were some knuckleheads when we were 18, 19, 20 years old.
It isn't said enough how incredibly mature and special some of these kids are. You alluded a little bit to it, but it's the top is just so much higher than the top used to be.
Yes, it is. Absolutely, and I think it's because they have exposure to so much more at a young age.
All right, let's. When you got to go, tell me you got to go, because otherwise I'll keep you for the next 3 hours. All right, this year's team. What do you want to tell people? You have an opening practice like next Thursday.
Yeah, we have an opening practice.
Aren't they all
practice.
Supposed to be home?
No, it's actually our last summer. Work oh, team okay. workout of the summer before they go home about a week after that. And we just thought it'd be fun to open it up to any fans that wanted to come. We did it last year right before we went to Italy. And, you know, we had a pretty good group of fans that came. And, you know, it's going to be informal. You know, come to the Al, take in a little bit of basketball. See the new guys. You'll see Josh Clark, our new 7-footer. You'll see Royce Parham, Demarius Owens, our two freshmen that both came to us from the same school, Western Reserve Academy, and then our returning guys. So that's an opportunity for any fans that are interested. The guys have been here since late May, early June. We've had some really good work. They've been spending a lot of time with Todd Smith, the strength coach. You know, they've been spending a lot of time together. We've done a lot of team activities as we normally do. Went fishing a couple weeks ago, Homer, which was hilarious. And you know, just
were any that had really, never fished before.
Oh yeah, I'd say about half the team hadn't fished
wow.
before. So it was a great experience. Try to put these guys in situations that they've maybe never been in before, just to see them from a different angle and give them a chance to experience something different together with each other. But the guys it's been a good summer. There's our sophomores who were freshmen last year have improved quite a bit. And those guys look like they know what they're doing. compared to last year when, you know, maybe their heads were spinning. Cam Jones is more consistent and more mature than he was in previous off seasons. Stevie is Stevie, and he's leading and flying around. You know, David Joplin is getting ready for his last go around. So he's, you know, taking on an understanding of what absolutely is required for him to be his best and be a senior leader. So it's been a good summer, and we've got a heck of a schedule. Homer, I know you've seen our non-conference schedule. So it's going to test us in a lot of ways. And with Tyler and also moving on, it certainly is going to be an evolution for us, players and coaches, to figure out exactly with this group what the right way is to maximize who we have and to really reach our upper limits. And so this summer has been good moving towards that, but we still have a long way to go.
So what's the challenge? Would you say to fans, give them time, or no, they'll be good right away? I mean, Cam Jones can score whenever he wants. If I was an agent, I'd say his future in the NBA is going to be determined totally on the point guard skills that he shows, because that makes you a million times worth more. And then I don't know if you agree or disagree or have a comment on that.
I agree. I agree with what you're saying. As far as the fans and our team, I mean, we've been here 3 years. People know that they can expect enthusiasm. They can expect energy. They can expect connectivity. They can expect on the defensive end guys to fly around and play with a level of passion. Again, we're going to be learning with this group all the things that goes into winning with this group. Tyler and Osa were such pivotal parts of that that, you know, we can't really take for granted that we can do it the exact same way. But, you know, one of the benefits of doing things the way we do things is we do have quite a few guys coming back to Marquette that have been a part of a lot of winning in the past couple of years. And so excited about going after it here in this next season.
All right, so I have an 8-year-old granddaughter. I give her two rules. Be nice to everyone, and your mom and dad are always right. Did you have any – I always look for you for as your curiosity on things. Are those okay? What would if you were old like me and there's an 8-year-old girl, would you have any rules? How am I doing?
Pretty good. I mean, I'll tell you what I tell my daughter every single day.
At what age did you start telling her that, what you're mentioning?
I started telling her this probably 3 years ago, 3-4 years ago. And so it's two things every morning. And it is the most important thing is to practice kindness, especially to yourself. And then the second thing is, important thing is to practice acceptance and starting with yourself. And so, not far off from what you say.
Wow, starting with yourself, that's awesome. Like somebody said, the parent, you should tell your kid that you're proud of what he did. And they said, no, you should tell the kid that he should be proud of what he did. And that's so much better than stolen. All right, you mentioned the things, but you didn't mention gratitude. And the only reason I say that is because that seems to be what has taken you. If I ask somebody, Shaka Smart, they go, gratitude. And versus kindness or other things. What about gratitude is so strong that it's right under your name?
Well, I mean, it's the way to be. I mean, think about any negative emotion that you have felt in your life, including, you know, completely reasonable negative emotions you feel when sad things happen or bad things happen. It's hard to feel that for long if you're promoting gratitude, or at least if maybe you're sad because something sad happened and you promote gratitude, it tilts the sadness a little bit and it allows it to be okay. And so, you know, I think the most dangerous thing in all of sports and probably one of the most dangerous things in life is entitlement. And so to me, I've always felt like the opposite of entitlement is gratitude or appreciation. And it's really, really important that our appreciation to entitlement ratio is good. You know, it's kind of like assist to turnover ratio, where you better not let the second one get too high. Yeah. That first one better be high.
All right, last 30 seconds. Are you exactly the same as when you came to Marquette? How have you changed, if at all, in the now fourth year?
No, I'm not exactly the same. Nobody's exactly the same. Everybody
okay,
changes.
So how have you changed?
Different haircut. That's not what you're
that
asking.
That doesn't count. No.
I would say I've learned a lot more about Marquette. I feel more closely connected to our players than I did when I first got here, or even the next year or the next year. I think that each year we try to dive a little bit deeper into this unbelievably fun partnership of helping them reach their upper limits, first and foremost, as people and then as players. And the interesting thing, Homer, is we have a 7-step process that we try to follow to create success and help these guys create success for themselves. And most people, whether it's fans or, you know, media or whoever it may be, they only really care about the end of that process, which is the success or failure or somewhere in between. But the thing that's so much fun is getting a chance to take part in the whole process with these guys. So that's one way I've changed. I've tried to grow in that area of helping them. The first time ever this past spring where I gave each guy a very, very individualized, specific, written out personal growth and player growth plan. And we're trying to bring those to life every day.
Always a treat. Open anytime you got time. Shaka, appreciate you mentioning all these things, talking to us. 94.5 ESPN Radio, home for Marquette men's basketball through 27, 28, and you'll be the coach for at least that long. So
it's
Shaka basketball.
I haven't seen you in a long time, and but the good news is basketball season, our first game, is barely 3 months away. So, won't be long.
Won't be long. Thanks again. It's always a treat.
Thank you.
He is Shaka Smart. Next.